Joe. All right, everybody shut up. It's time for the game.
That blows my mind. What'd he say?
He gave my address out on Facebook.
Did he dox you? I don't know. Jesus is coming.
If you say another word, you're out of here. And I was like, yeah, well, you're terrible, so.
You think you could kill that cat barehanded if it came at you?
No.
Oh, I think yes.
And this is Pod Bless.
Hey.
What?
I look red.
I'm back.
No.
I believe it's the red reflecting off of Josh's red sweatshirt.
There's no way.
You don't look like that up there. It's just on that screen. Turn around.
Oh, yeah, you don't. He's right.
You look fine.
What's up?
I thought
just
I was sick.
Pretty as ever.
I look like an Oompa Loompa on that screen.
Move over a little bit. Yeah, on that screen you do. All the screens are different. Which, by the way, I watched on an Oculus 2 through YouTube VR.
Oh.
And the episode from last week.
Yeah.
Looked really good.
Nice. Well, it looked better because I wasn't here, right?
I wish I could do editing through the VR headset. It looks so cool.
Like Tony Stark?
It puts you in a giant room to where you're like in a giant theater all alone watching it. And it's just right in front of you as big as you want the screen to be.
I need an Oculus. It just makes me sick, though.
Yeah, it makes me sick.
Well, you don't have to do things where you move. Well, of course, you said you got sick all the way around. Hey, out there in Pod Bless Land, thanks for tuning in to Pod Bless Podcast. This is episode 162. Two.
Deuce.
We've been going at this now for 3.5 years.
That's pretty cool.
And this is my final episode. Now, thanks for tuning in, everybody. We really appreciate you being a part of the show, whether you're listening later or watching live or watching the video later.
People do that.
While we got everybody's attention early in the show, I want a big shout out to my mom turning 70 today.
Hey.
Happy birthday. The OG.
Septuagenarian?
Karen.
Just the OG Karen.
Yeah.
The first one?
She is the first one.
Wow.
70 years ago.
That's a lot of years.
Yeah. Most of the Karens are young, the ones that are like jerks at restaurants.
When someone says Karen, I picture like between 42 and 63.
Yeah, not like, 70.
No.
When somebody says Karen, I think of smoking hot.
Is your wife's first name Karen? Or?
No.
No.
He was saying your
mom.
Oh,
mom's
gotcha.
Attractive.
It's weird, man.
Yeah, no, I'm just teasing.
My dad's dead, man. That means something now. It's like you're hitting on my mom.
Opportunity.
I'm not going to call him dad.
that episode of The Office when Michael spanks his nephew. That's gonna be, I'm going to spank Josh.
What are you doing? You probably could.
Get in the car, son.
You have a size advantage. But yeah, birthday, Mom.
Have I done something to deserve punishment?
I know a lot of Karens, actually. Tyler's mom's name's Karen.
Really hard.
Which was funny when we were roommates. It's like, oh, both of our moms are Karen.
That's what? Wacky.
And then I'm sure there's other people.
I'm sure there's other ones out there.
I'm sure there are other Karens.
We made the mistake of going live during the first SEC UK game.
Which we are not at all interested in. I'm staring at Brett's phone.
I made a dumb comment that said, forget the F or the S-E-C-C. It's S-E-C.
S-E-C,
I put
yeah.
Two C's.
Oh, you said like SEC conference?
Oh, he walked.
Oh, no.
Did they call it? Did they call
it? Called a foul.
Okay, I can't. I just can't.
Sorry.
All
of us.
Yeah.
But yeah, thanks for tuning in, everybody. If you're listening to the show, make sure to share it with some people. If you're watching the video, share it on whatever platform you're watching.
Do it.
YouTube, Facebook, Twitch. If you can share it, go out there and share it for us because it'll help us grow as a family.
Yeah.
And then Brett won't date my mom.
You said family.
And grow as a family, but not that way.
Oh, I was fiddling and I broke something.
Isn't that how it always goes?
I mean, most of the time, yeah. Good to be back.
Yeah.
Sorry, I missed.
No, you're not.
I was so tired.
And we didn't care either. It's fine. I don't think anybody commented in, where's Joey? They were just like, oh, hey, Matt. Thanks for commenting in, buddy. He doesn't care about UK.
Hey, Matt.
Or he's got three screens going on at the same time.
Yeah, in this world, I mean, come on, guys. Like, it's not like you're not going to do three things at once anyways.
Watching on the Oculus while calling somebody on the phone while playing PS5.
The hard part about Oculus with sports is that I usually enjoy watching sports with people.
Well, you can. You can team up and be in the same room to watch it together.
No. Like I want like 7 or 10 of my friends to come over and watch the game together.
Well, you could watch it with their, what are they called? Avatars? Yeah. You can have.
I
want to
watch
avatars.
It with them.
A virtual. Well,
yeah. I want to like high five.
But all your friends have kids and they can't just get away whenever they
want. We can make it work for like Super Bowls and stuff.
Yeah. This is.
How much is an Oculus?
The Oculus 3 is about $500.
There's the kicker.
The Oculus 2 you can get for about $200 or less on Facebook Marketplace.
Sweet. It's like a used Tesla.
I've got one you can get for $300.
Are you selling?
I mean, feel bad for $300. I do have the fancy. Like,
you can get them online for $200, but I'll sell it to you for $300.
Well, I mean.
And then he'll turn around and use that $300 to buy
the new $300.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, my goodness.
The new one is pretty cool. It's smaller, lighter. It's like a pair of glasses almost.
Like the Apple thing?
It's not the Apple one's way different. But yeah, this one it has games to where like a hole will pop open in your wall while you're wearing it. And then like these little furry balls will start jumping in like little animals. And you got to get them and throw them through that hole, even though there's not a
But
hole.
It incorporates the room.
Yeah.
And it's not just, that's pretty cool.
Pass through stuff.
Pretty nifty.
Yeah, it's pretty handy.
You want to try something?
I guess.
Okay. Noah, hit the music.
Sit down and listen up to what Joey's got to say.
Oh, I meant Josh's. I'm sorry, but I'll go first.
No, stop it and play it. Play Josh's now.
Don't.
Ready to get your ear holes blessed? Take it away, Josh.
Now, stop that one and play Brett's. No, I'm just kidding.
What you got today?
So, funny thing to bring up, and odd thing to bring up, because
yes.
It's one of those touchy subjects that we don't want to talk about being a church.
These are the most
thing.
Fun.
Pornography.
What about it?
wait, what was that?
I was just looking at the people viewing.
Porn,
eh? So, porn, it's in the news.
Okay.
Go figure. So, even with the 3D headsets that we were talking about before, right?
Yeah.
With Oculus, everything is accessible, but with the Apple, new $3,000 Apple 3D VR, whatever thing it's called, you can't view pornography. They've set it up to where...
As parental locks that can't be removed.
Not parental, but like Apple-intel. App-intel? But apparently that was something that they like were like, oh, hey, by the way... It's like it really hurts sales.
Do they restrict pornography on everything that they sell?
No.
But then why do they just do it for...
Don't know. It was because people can walk around in public with it. That's what it's made for, is to like do pass-through where you can be out in public working on things, and they don't want people just out
isn't your phone
working
made to,
on things.
Isn't your phone made to walk around in public with?
Yeah, but it's different.
How so?
Because you're immersed, and you might forget you're in the real world.
Like people that look at their phones and walk into polls?
Yeah. Except for your immersed in the entire universe.
I have. You haven't done that? You're telling me you've never been looking at your phone and walked into something you didn't mean to?
No.
And you're ever. I don't believe him.
I do.
Yeah.
But that's usually because I'm tired or something. But
I get... I don't know. I don't see...
But also, to go in that same
pornography's bad. I mean, I'm not saying it's good. It's good that there's less pornography, but like...
Well, have you heard the news about Texas?
No,
pornography?
I have not.
I didn't have a segment planned, but porno is my wheelhouse.
Porno is
no, in Texas, apparently the Senate or whatever was trying to pass... Or
the
whatever,
state Senate.
State Senate.
Okay, yeah.
They were trying to pass a thing a long time ago that everything would have to be clarified that you are of 18 years of age to be able to view a site.
Like an age gate.
Well,
which
they
everybody
were,
lies about anyways, right?
Right. They were attacking Cornhub. It's one of the biggest corn producers out in the world.
When you say corn, it makes it sound funny.
Well, if I use it for a video clip later, it gets pulled if I say the other word.
Really?
I've been using.
Okay.
Prior.
Sorry.
Yes. But yeah. So, but it's one of the largest ones in the world as far as websites go in that genre. And Texas was fighting it, and they were trying to do it. But for whatever reason, and I've tried to figure out why that Cornhub would fight this, the company, but they've been fighting it. And so the
money.
State Senate passed it saying you have to rig up something they can prove that they're, I don't know why I made it old man from the redneck era.
Oh, yeah. Why would the company not want people to be 18?
It's something that they've put their foot down, and they're trying to say it's a free speech act. That they're silencing free speech.
But that doesn't, you don't, miners are totally different.
Well, I don't think it's about the miners because they just went ahead and banned it from Texas.
Oh, I thought you said it made them have to have an age gap.
That's what the law was going to do. So Cornhub instead said, okay, we'll just not be in Texas. So if you live in Texas, you cannot access the
largest. I didn't know websites could do that.
Well, yeah. VPNs make you pop up all over the place, which I guess is the workaround for Texans.
So just to clarify, Texas.
You just helped him out. And you're in Texas.
Hey guys, he's got your back. So
that's why you come here, you know.
Texas put the age gate in, or did they remove it completely? I'm confused.
Texas was trying to make the age gap thing.
And why would this company not want? You think they would want the age gap?
That's what I've not figured out. So
age gate
verification.
Yeah.
So all I can figure is they did it out of spite, but I feel like there has to be a bigger reason behind it, which
like
it could be.
Like a slippery slope thing?
Maybe. I mean, age doesn't mean anything anymore. So people that fight for, well, they have to be 18 first. Is this kind of stupid anymore?
No, age. I think age still means something. I disagree.
You? Oh, you're mouthing over there.
No, I'm no, laughing no. at you.
I completely think age still
I'm
matters.
I'm not saying that. I'm just saying how it feels in America now.
I'm sorry. I thought you were saying that.
No.
Age matters.
That's in the other segment.
So, yeah, that's later.
The Nickelodeon segment.
Actually, who?
Nick After Night.
Foreshadowing.
After Night?
No. Nick At Night.
There you go. Yeah. Anyway, but no, in America, though, that's how it seems to be for everyone, right? That age is not really as
I wouldn't say everyone. I think there's a push in some of the more progressive or liberal leaning cities to remove age from people.
Right.
Which is a little weird to me. Not a little weird. A lot of weird to me.
MAP.
What is MAP?
Minor attracted person.
Yeah, pedophile.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
MAP sounds nicer.
Yeah, but some things shouldn't sound nice because they're not.
Correct.
But I don't think the majority of people are on board with that, at least yet, right? I think there's still a lot of people.
I think there's more people than there used to be.
You need to update us while we're having this.
I'm sorry.
No, you're not. Go ahead.
I am sorry.
No, they're good.
What's happening in the UK game?
They threw a bad pass. They're down two.
Noah?
So in my recent YouTube dives.
Oh, thank God.
I've discovered... No.
I did not know what direction you were going with that.
This is staying on Josh's path.
Okay.
In my recent YouTube talk...
You're not going to like it.
He's like, oh, no, don't thank him yet.
Have you seen how, all these communities have rallied together? Police really, laws are so strict on catching predators nowadays that these people, have YouTube channels, and it's become, a statewide gang. So it'll be, I think it's, there's Colorado Ped Patrol, there's Ohio Ped Patrol... And it's people posing
hunting down.
It's like Chris Hansen, but if you just went home after this and just continued it. And
have seen videos.
Haven't you seen the signs that are neighborhood watch?
But that was how the dude, I think, in Lakota, the superintendent, got caught by a couple parents from the school.
Who were just making their own thing.
Yeah, and they got him to meet him at the Dollar General.
Ooh.
But it's they put him on blast because they'll never really get prosecuted.
Yeah,
they just ruin they
laws are so strict.
They put everything out in.
But
the
you'll
eye.
Get fired or probably
and, yeah.
or lose
and then the
credibility.
Don't do a good enough job of trying to catch them. Yeah. And it's super cool. There's once
vigilante justice. Is that what he's talking about right now?
Dad against predators. They'll meet you in a Walmart, and then when you start running out, they'll start yelling at you.
And do these guys get jumped or is it just verbal abuse?
The one guy got shot.
Oh, okay. That might be too far.
Once meeting a guy.
That could be too. In fact, I believe that is violating lots of rights.
One guy, he was like, "I'll fight you for the video," and then he fought the guy for the video and beat the guy's butt.
I saw that happen the other day.
It's so bad, but it's entertaining.
UK lost.
Yeah, the guy just hit a corner three with 30 seconds left.
I love the duality of this conversation.
There's a lot going on.
It's just so entertaining.
So the question is
it's bad.
I do question the motivation of why that company would not want to verify that people who are using their site are of age. That benefits everybody to know that.
It piqued my interest today, and I tried to research it a little bit, not in the jokingly way that you would think, but really actually looking for things of why would they do it? And everybody was just saying the same thing, that it was out of spite. You're going to do this? Well, we'll show you. We'll just do this.
Yeah.
Which makes it look bad on them as though they're we make a lot of money from young people viewing pornography that way. But that it's not to say that there's not pornography in Texas at all, because there's going to be a lot of companies that I'll just do an age verification. Click this button. You're 18? Okay, you're 18.
I've heard people say who have both been addicted to hard drugs and pornography that it was harder to quit pornography than the hard drugs.
Yeah, because like people cocaine. Can see you on hard drugs. Yeah. You get on hard drugs, you show up in public, and you're just like, oh, I'm a dinosaur. But
that was great.
But yeah, there's just there's a lot of that going on right now, which I saw people posting about. I was like, what are they talking about? Yeah. I was like, oh, well, this. So, and there's like not just Texas. There's like a few other states that passed it or was working on passing it as well. I think Virginia, maybe, and South Carolina.
It seems like it's a good thing to want to make sure that
I feel that's how the government uses things.
Are they hiding behind that? Like, are they going to do something else?
Because there's always another
so that's
angle.
Why people are afraid of, like, any type of gun legislation is because they're afraid if they give up something that's common sense.
What else did they put in the
then
legislation?
You're going to go after something else and the slippery slope thing.
Or it's just stuff that is tucked away inside of it that's like, you know.
That should be illegal, by the way.
Oh.
For bills to have.
More than 30 pages.
Yes. And, like, restriction. There should be restriction on, like, how many different things a single bill can cover.
Right. So, yeah. But it's interesting that there's ongoing things about it, which, I mean, there's way more than that to be talking about right now, because have you guys looked into the solar eclipse right yet?
Mm-mm. What about it? It's happening. I know that much. That's all I know.
It is happening. So.
Yeah, it's a solar eclipse.
No, it's more than that.
Earth and
do you realize how many cities that are named Nineveh that it's going to be passing over in the full spectrum of the solar eclipse?
Have you fact-checked any of this, or did you just catch this on it?
No, it's all, dude, it's getting heavy out there.
Okay.
But there's all these towns from, like, up to Michigan down to Texas that are named Nineveh. They're going to be right in the dead center of.
I bet they are.
Oh, yeah, because you don't want to listen. I'm just kidding.
I'm kidding. I'm sorry. I was not being a good teammate there.
No, you're fine. But no, it is passing across all these towns named Nineveh, and it is also happening.
Which means what?
The book of Nineveh, or not the book of Nineveh, the place in the biblical.
I know, but
era.
What does that?
It's the place that Jonah ran away from.
But what does that mean for us today? Sorry, everyone might not know that. You should explain that.
I just did.
Oh, okay. Never mind.
We're talking in circles. so Nineveh was where Jonah was supposed to go, and he ran away, and he got in the belly of the giant fish, which some people want to call a whale. Spit him out on the land. He went to Nineveh, preached to him, and sat under a tree that popped up overnight and, like, all this other silly stuff. But he was supposed to go tell him that, hey, they're sinning and they're going to go to hell, yada, yada, yada.
And then he did.
So on top of
that.
And
then they repented.
They did repent.
And they were saved. And he was mad about it.
But this solar eclipse, they're talking about it because of the red heifers and the Easter falling around the same time.
What's a red heifer? What does that mean?
You weren't here for that.
No,
so
sorry.
This is another angle.
here we go. Let's go in even more.
There were some dudes in out in mid-America who were raising cattle, and they decided, like, hey, we should raise red heifers just out of nowhere.
Okay.
They're like, okay, let's do that. So they started raising purebred red heifers, which is the long-haired red bull or the red cows.
Sure. Right?
So they're doing this. Well, not too long ago, some fellas from Israel showed up and said, hey, we'd like to purchase one of your perfect red heifers. And they're like, what? And they're like, we see that you're breeding them. In the biblical times, a perfect sacrifice through, I think it's in Deuteronomy, where when they made sacrifices back in Old Testament times, having a perfect red heifer was the ultimate sacrifice for to be forgiven of sins through the priesthood and stuff like that, which means no hairs out of place, never been used to pull a plow, never been yoked at all, never been bred. It was a perfect red heifer. Mm-hmm. That's what they would use for sacrifice. Well, at the oncoming of this solar eclipse, it's going past all these cities named Nineveh, and the certain time frame that it falls right after Easter, they're talking about how Israel might be sacrificing these perfect red heifers for the first time since Old Testament times.
I'm still confused at the Nineveh thing.
The Nineveh thing is just a good coincidence that it's biblically related. It's just kind of uncanny that it's falling directly across the path, all these paths that they show across America.
Yeah. My contacts are killing me. I'm going to take them out.
That's great.
So I'm going to look down. It's going to be kind of gross.
So anyway, these red heifers are all supposed to be perfect. They could be getting sacrificed here soon in Israel, which is where the Wailing Wall and all this stuff and the coming of Jesus. There's a lot of things adding up that are going to get kind of crazy.
Hey, let them come on back.
And a lot of people are saying to be prepared, stocked up for about 2 weeks' worth of food and water because something might go down. And
for what? If it goes that bad, I just want to go. Well, I don't want to live two more weeks and then die.
That's going to happen. But So, but there's all of these like reservists being called out for the towns where the eclipse is going to be happening, and they're saying it's because there's going to be so many people showing up to try to see the full eclipse. But there's also like geological scientists going to like supposed to be in here, and like nuclear physicists that are supposed to be there in these paths of where this is all going down.
So what's supposed? What do people think is going to happen?
Biblical proportion type disaster.
Okay.
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff. There's a lot of stuff to be said. This is just me highlighting some of the key points that you could look at, which you won't because you're remodeling your sanctuary. So
that has been where I've been for most of the last 4 weeks.
It's not push it. You've been there a little bit.
It's been a lot. I have seen the post where people are putting up like the path that it's going to take is a Hebrew symbol, allegedly.
There's a lot of stuff going around, man.
Hey, everybody calm down. He's going to come back. When he comes back,
we'll
be fine.
Well, it makes it a worrisome thing if you're pre, post, or whatever tribulation.
Does it really matter, though?
It will matter.
I know, but does it really matter?
Yeah, if we're stuck in the tribulation, it's going to suck.
I know, short term, but long term, does it really
matter?
How
short is the term? Because we've been saying Jesus is coming for however long he's been gone.
I'm saying either way, as long as you're good with him, you're gonna be all right.
Tribulation of 3,000 years that you're not going to live through, it's going to suck.
I don't think any of us are going to live for 3,000 more years.
Yeah, who knows?
Yeah.
Methuselah.
780. Methuselah. Done. Out, done.
Game's done.
No, it's not over yet, but it's
really?
Over.
Wow.
Okay. It's not over, but it's over. But anyway,
hey,
bunch of stuff
way
going
to
on.
Make a segment.
Yeah.
That was nice.
In the Bible, man.
Maybe we should try that more often. I mean, that worked out.
It's my thing.
Yeah.
What?
Red heifers.
Oh.
Oh, my goodness. All right, I got something now.
Sit down and listen up to what Joey's got to say.
What's up? When's the last time you guys were at a hospital?
January.
Not a doctor's office, a hospital.
I feel like I've been to one recent. No.
Yeah.
3 years ago?
January.
That's recent.
Edie was
January?
Born.
Yeah. Yeah, for your legs?
Yeah.
Yeah. When's the last time you were there for, was it for you or someone else last time you were there?
Baby was born.
Oh, baby. Okay. So part of a pastor's job is to go to the hospital and visit people when they're having surgery or after surgery, or it all depends on every situation, right?
Pre-post trib.
Yeah, right, exactly. Hospital visits, it's a big part of the gig. And it's nice because like people are nervous, and like they actually, you're not just you're not just someone extra there. It's like you can actually help somebody. So it's nice to be useful and helpful, right? Yeah. So you either show up beforehand and pray with people, or you show up afterward and pray with them. Like, it's just, you know, sit and talk for a while.
Yeah.
It's just, it's a good, it is not good that they're in the hospital, but it's nice to be able to help somebody.
But it gives
going through a
to
tough
do.
Time to, it makes you feel,
gives you something.
No,
to do.
Not like that. It makes you feel like you're doing something for real,
important.
Right? Like, yes, important. And so I went to the hospital on Monday to visit someone from the church that had a surgery. And I have this thing where I don't ride elevators. We've talked about this before.
Yeah. You're a big chicken, yeah.
So I was going to the hospital, and I got on the, and my mom was there too. And I got on the, she got on the elevator. She's like, let's just go. Because this person was on the 9th floor.
Okay.
And that's a lot of steps. I'm like, all right, I'll do the elevator. I'll tough it up. Because at a hospital is one of the only places I feel okay to do an elevator sometimes.
Because if it worse happens, you're already there.
And it's like they're not going to let that be shut down for very long because they need it, right? So I won't ride a parking garage elevator ever. Ever. But hospital, I won't. So I step into this elevator, and it is smaller than a normal elevator. Yeah. It's like I get in, and we're standing there, and right before the door closes, I'm like, nope, can't do it, and I walk out.
Witty bitty elevator.
And mom's like, all right, I'll see you at the top. Find the steps. So I go ask somebody, and I'm like, hey, I need steps to the 9th floor. They look at me, and they're like, we don't have steps to the 9th floor. And I said, actually, you do. You have to. It's
emergency.
It's law. Yeah. Like, you have to. And she's like, I'd have to call somebody because it's locked, like, to get in. I have to call somebody. And I was like, okay, we'll figure all that out. And she's like, go down these steps, take them. So I went all the way down this long hallway, went up 9 flights of steps.
Dang.
As I get to the 8th flight, I hear construction.
Oh.
And I'm like, this is getting weird. And I go up that last flight, construction gets louder and louder. I get to the top, the door's wide open. I step in, it's just a whole floor of the hospital getting ripped out and rebuilt.
So you're on the wrong floor.
Oh, I am not on the right floor. I don't think they would put a post-surgery patient in that area, right? Right. So I'm like, oh, this is the wrong stairwell.
That's why the small elevator was open.
Yeah, mm-hmm. exactly. So I go back down all of the flight, nine steps. Yeah. So flights. So that's 18 at that point, right? Then I went, found another stairwell. I went up five floors. I only did five because there was only five in that stairwell. I didn't know that, and it doesn't tell you that until you get to the top. And you're like, oh, I'm out of steps. So I'm back down. That's 10 more, so that's 28. I did another nine, and I got to the ninth floor, and it was a door to the roof, so which was locked, by the way. That would have been so cool, though, if it wasn't. But clearly not a hospital floor. So I went back down that nine. So what was I at? 28 was 28 plus 18, 46?
72. I don't know.
Is it 46?
28, yeah.
Yeah, 46. So that's 46 flights of steps. So I go, and my mom calls me. She's like, where are you at? And I'm like, I'm dying over here. I'm sweating.
Yeah.
And how many I say? 46, yeah. And so she's like, let me send somebody and or talk to these people. So she talks to somebody up there. One of the ladies that worked up there got on the elevator, came all the way down the elevator, you know, found me out by the cafe. Said, are you Joey? I said, yeah. She walked me over. She said, this is the steps for you to use. I'm not doing it, but you can do it. It'll be fine. So I did another nine. And another nine on the way back. So what's 46 plus 18?
A bunch.
64?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sure.
So all in all, I did 64 flights of stairs in a half hour. So it's a good workout plan.
Oh, all that to be said.
Yeah.
Your fear of elevators is why you're so skinny.
I never thought about that.
I was always wondering, like, we're all... Well, not me, but we're all fairly close in age. But you stay skinny amongst everybody.
I'm going
else.
Out I'm like, doing 64 flights.
Because his job forces him to be fearful of elevators, thus getting a workout in.
Because, unfortunately, the pastorate is a profession where people do tend to, over time, gain weight because it can be sedentary, right?
Yeah.
So maybe people just need to stop using elevators, and they'll stay skinny.
Maybe. Well, if they do enough hospital visits.
Yeah. Yeah, you got to do the hospital visit.
That's or important. Have a church where you have extra sick people. Not, you know, not for him being sick-wise, but for
so you're wishing for more sick people so you could stay healthy?
Well, like, go to the neighborhood and find somebody that's got, like, the signs up for cancer and stuff and be like, hey, I want to invite you to church.
Oh, my
goodness. I've been putting on an extra 20.
Oh, my goodness. Knock off.
It's just workout.
That is not okay.
Workout plan.
It's workout plan.
I don't know. It's just a thought.
Yes, it was just a thought.
If you start to gain weight, I'm saying, yeah. You know, it's a good idea.
But, you know, it was worth it. It was a good visit. But
yeah.
64 flights of steps.
Do you have something to track your calorie burn and all that?
I wasn't wearing, I had my phone in my pocket. Mm. I was sweating. I mean, like, I was legitimate. But on the last flight, I got up the nine flights before the lady in the elevator got up. I stood there waiting for her to open the door. And then she finally opened it and she goes, oh, I wasn't expecting you to be here yet.
Hmm.
I was like, yeah. Let's two at a time. You got to take them two at a time if you're doing that many.
Yeah, I guess.
No?
I don't know.
You guys don't have any step stories?
I don't climb stairs much.
Ever?
No, I ride the elevator.
What's the most amount of stairs you've done in one shot?
Eiffel Tower? No, I didn't go up the steps on that or the elevator.
You've been to Boston? Did you go up the Boston or the Bunker Hill Monument?
It was closed.
Oh, sad day.
I think.
Probably at like a Reds game. Take the stairs really? Up and down. Yeah.
It's a lot of steps.
At NYC in Phoenix, we were like on the 20-something floor. And there's so many people there, the elevators are just always packed full. And there's no way I'm getting on a packed elevator.
Yeah.
I did the 20-something flights every time.
Sounds like you're not getting on any elevator.
I would get on an elevator. If it was a little bit bigger, I would. Or a glass one. I'm totally cool with glass elevators.
As you can see,
how dumb is that?
Yeah, it's pretty dumb.
Fun fact of the day.
Okay.
Flights of stairs equals a single mile.
Oh.
Wow, yeah. I didn't even do 2 miles?
No.
That's nothing. Then. Well, that makes sense then, because I can go run about 10, 12 miles.
2,000 steps a mile.
Huh.
Yeah. Well, that's fun. I mean, except for the hospital part.
Yeah, I wish I didn't have to go to the hospital, because that would mean people weren't sick. But if they are sick, I will go.
But if you didn't go to the hospitals, you'd get fat.
Yeah.
You'd fit in better around here, but on this table.
You guys aren't fat, are you?
Yeah.
I'm pretty fat. Getting there again.
You can lose weight if you wanted to.
I'm fatter than him, but he's taller.
One word for you, boys. Ozempic.
No, I'm not doing that stuff.
How do you feel about that?
I don't like it.
I've heard that there are women who are getting pregnant while on Ozempic, but they don't gain weight because Ozempic. And so they don't realize they're pregnant until they're really pregnant.
I heard somebody the other day saying that somebody was 7 months pregnant and didn't know it.
They call them Ozempic babies.
I feel like we could come up with a better name.
O babies?
Better. I don't know. Huge.
I just realized. Yeah.
Yes. I don't know if that would be working.
Zimp kids?
But no, I don't like it. It's like a magic drug.
Zimp kids?
It's like, hey, you can't lose weight. Take this thing. You don't have to do anything else. It's
I heard there's a pill in the work to do that. But instead of make you lose weight, it can give you the benefits of like you get muscular.
That's
because
it
works.
Steroids?
Yeah.
No. You don't. With the steroids, you still have to do the work.
Yeah, you do have to.
This
do the
whole thing of this is it like genetically changed it, like it changes your makeup into muscle,
and
so
it
you
only
don't
gives
have to do
you,
any work.
It only gives you three different types of cancer. On top of that,
the people are worried about the COVID vaccine.
Yeah, but they're all going to be hitting the standard line. Like, shoot me up, give me the muscle.
Turns out it's not muscles; it's just tumors.
Look how jacked I am!
I got a tumor on my bicep, both of them actually.
Oh my goodness! All right,
can I have the tumor straight in my butt cheeks?
Brett, do you have a segment?
Yeah.
Story time with Brett.
Yeehaw.
That's what Kentucky fans are saying right now.
It's over.
Yeehaw.
Yeah.
Gosh, I told you, Jenna.
Whoa,
I'm a Kentucky
you
fan.
You did not. I told you.
I told her the whole game. I was like, "They're going to be fine. They're going to be fine." She's like, "No, we're going to lose. We're going to lose." It turns out she was right.
Minutes.
All right, you win.
Thank you.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, I'm
so Brett.
So yeah, basketball. Fan, now it's baseball season, right?
Yeah, basketball's officially over now.
It just started.
Man, the first night. The first night. That's bad. You got to beat. It's Oakland, located in Rochester, Michigan.
It's their first time.
Oh, my goodness. All right, what you got, Brett?
You're from Lexington.
I'm a Kentucky fan. I'm sad right now.
It's still 2 hours.
You guys can root. We can root for Tennessee now.
Yeah, I'd rather actually not even watch ever basketball ever again than root for Tennessee. But how many? Speaking of watching things, how many times or how many people have seen the new
documentary
on Netflix or not Netflix? Cinemax. I don't really know what it's on because I use a different service.
Max.
Nickelodeon is what I was shooting for.
Oh, but the documentary is not through Nickelodeon because they're like, no,
what's
no,
it called?
No, no.
Quiet on set.
Quiet on set.
Oh, this is the Drake, but yeah.
Quiet on set.
Because he, yeah. Turns out some things may
not listen.
Or, wait, I'm sorry. Has anyone been like legally charged
about
or convicted?
Doing bad things.
No, it's about bad things happening to him.
Correct.
And other
cast members.
Yeah.
So have charges been brought and have people been convicted of these things?
Let's listen to Brett. He knows.
I'm only asking that because I need to know if I can I say allegedly or do I have to say allegedly or can I just say they did it?
No, they did it.
So in a court of law, they did it?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Then they did it.
So the guy that did
not
it.
Not cool
the
that
guy,
they did it, by
cool,
the way.
They got it.
No,
cool.
Not cool that they did it, but cool that we can move on in our conversation. I didn't mean that.
You
I
guys
just meant,
have had so many comments tonight where it sounds so bad.
I just wanted to say it the right way, because if they haven't been convicted, I didn't want to say they had, because that could
no,
that's
this
wrong.
Happened in
those
2003.
So they have
the
been like,
talks.
This guy's in jail.
No. Okay.
Excuse me? Go ahead. Sorry. Tell people what happened.
Yeah, if you could shut up for 2 seconds.
Quiet on the set, Josh.
Jeez. You've been going on for 10 minutes, like, well, it doesn't matter.
There was a guy, so everybody knows Drake Bell, right? Drake and Josh, funny show, we all watched
Looking
it, right?
A little rough. 90,
Josh, did you watch it?
It was, no, I was a little too old.
It was like 2003.
I know.
I never watched it. I was a little too old as well.
Really?
Just barely missed it.
For
I mean,
Drake and Josh?
Yeah.
I watched it.
I was watching
it. I was in college.
Watch it. It's a good
when
show.
I got to middle school, it was all History Channel, man.
History Channel and porn.
No. Back then, the History Channel was real history. It wasn't like
it was
Pawn
too
Stars
hard to get
and all
to
that stuff.
Pawn Stars.
Anyway.
So Drake from Drake and Josh.
Yeah, the skinny one.
Yeah. So
thank you for clarifying.
Yeah. He was on the Amanda Bynes show. You guys remember the
Amanda
Bynes show? Yeah,
I do remember that.
Amanda.
Bringing the
show.
Dancing Lobsters.
Was he on all that?
Yeah,
was that?
He was on all.
Was it like still around?
I don't think he was on all that.
Keenan Thompson was.
Neither one of them were on all that.
Amanda Bynes was started on all that,
yes.
And then she went to her own Amanda show.
Yeah.
But so he's, you know, growing up, kid star. He's probably like 12, 13.
Little kid.
Getting famous.
Yeah.
And then they pitch an idea for this buddy comedy of Drake and Josh.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, he gets his dialogue coach, and it's Dan Snyder's like friend.
Dan Snyder, like
he's owner, the creator,
ex-owner of Washington Commanders.
No, he's the
creator of everything Nickelodeon.
Yeah, the Amanda Bynes show, all that. He did all like those are all him.
Okay, so big, and, powerful executive has a friend.
Yeah, big fat executive.
Is he big and fat?
Yeah, yes, he was.
Yeah,
is still, the friend also is. Big and fat?
No.
No. Okay.
Anyway, so he has a dialogue coach that's helping, you know, the kids do their learn their lines, stuff like that. Turns out this guy is a weirdo.
Like weirdo or like pedophile?
Both.
Oof.
Yeah. So he was an openly openly gay guy. He was you know, openly gay.
Yeah.
But he started taking a liking to Drake Bell.
Ooh.
So he started like coaching him up. His Drake's dad saw all of this. Like his dad was his manager. He started to get to be 14, 15 around this time. He started driving a wedge in between Drake and his dad because his dad was like, hey, I don't want you alone with my kid. Like he sees it. Yes. So he convinces Drake to fire him as his manager, and he moves.
Minors can make that decision?
Well, his dad let him do it because Drake was turning, 14, 15 years old. He's like, he can make his own decisions on his career. So it saddened his dad, and he handed everything over to his mom. Yeah. He told him, he was stealing his money, stuff that actually happened to, Britney Spears and stuff like that.
But he
wasn't, no. Oh, and he turned over all of his accounts and everything checked out. Like, it was good. He had what he was supposed to have to his mom. And when he turned it all over, he told the mom, hey, do not let him alone with this Brian guy, Brian Peck. And he's like, there's something weird about him. I just don't trust him. Just make sure at all times that's
somebody
not
else
alone.
Is with him, yeah.
Well, she started getting lax. This Brian Peck guy started taking him to all of his auditions. He lived an hour away from the, he lived an hour away.
I was like what?
No, I got a message. He lived an hour away from.
Uh-oh, I kicked the stool.
From Josh's, or not Josh, Drake's house.
Your camera. Sorry.
That's all right. So he would start instead of
staying over.
He would start staying over. So Drake was like, I fell asleep one night on the couch and I woke up. This guy's doing
stuff to him.
He wouldn't get into it on camera.
Well,
he's like, think about the most heinous, horrible things that you can imagine, and that's what happened.
Did he tell his mom?
No. Yeah, he hid it for years and years. So what finally got this guy caught was he had gotten a girlfriend. He's like 16 at this point, so it's been happening for years. He's 16 at his girlfriend's house, and he was supposed to go to Brian's friend's party at Disney. Like, they were taking him to Disneyland because Drake liked doing that or whatever. And so he was ignoring him. He didn't want to go. He wanted to hang out with his girlfriend. So this guy's like ringing him on the phone. He's calling his cell phone nonstop, right after another. He doesn't answer it. He starts calling his girlfriend's house, right after another. And girlfriend's mom,
yeah,
was like, "What?" She pulls him to the side and is like, "What is going on?"
Yeah.
And he said she figured it out in like 6 seconds.
Yeah, good for her, man.
She's a mom.
She's an actual good mom. Yeah.
And so they called the police. He throughout the entire case, he was like a John Doe. They didn't name his name in it. So for all these years, they knew that this guy molested a child, and it was an actor on a show.
Within
but they didn't know it was. Yeah, they didn't know it was Drake.
And he's still working. Like,
well,
tell
no.
me
he, so
okay, good.
So listen to this. During his trial, he got hundreds of actors and executives and
to sign papers saying, hey, he's reformed, he's not a bad guy. The dad from Growing Pains. Alan Thicke and his son, Robin Thicke.
Yeah.
Who is the singer.
Admitting that he did what he said or saying that he never
saying
did.
Saying that he's he's a upstanding character.
Yeah. Just like they did for Danny McMaster.
So there's nobody has evidence.
Well,
it's all just
all friends of him, and they're trying to give good representations
to
of
bring
it.
to bring the charges to bring the charges
down. Yeah.
The cops Drake's mom his girlfriend's mom called Drake's mom.
Yeah,
and then she alerted the police, and so in order for them to get the charges brought, they had Drake ring him up on the phone and got him to admit to everything
on recorded line.
Yeah, they were on it,
and he's not in jail.
I know. We should have said spoilers.
Yeah, spoiler alert.
In case you want to watch this documentary.
You don't say it after?
Well, too late, but anyway.
Anyway.
The five people are going to be okay.
So he... So they catch him.
Man,
they,
rich people just can do whatever they want.
They charge him. And throughout the entire court thing, he's got all these people writing in saying, wow, this kid must have done something to provoke this. Like, that was some of the...
This was back in early 2000s where that was, like, language you could use.
Do the people testifying know about the recorded conversation?
They don't... To their defense, a lot of them are saying, which we don't know if it's true or not, that they didn't know the allegations. They just... He had asked them to write something about his character.
Yeah.
We missed a lot of comments.
Yeah, I told him to refresh it.
What happened?
A ton of comments rolled in.
So,
like, the two guys from Boy Meets World, Eric and Sean, the two friends of
Boy Meets World, they wrote
letters for him.
Wow.
Guy did all this all these years. Like, it got crazy. Like, because you can read the court documents and it actually comes out what he did.
Oh. Why would they protect him?
I don't know.
Well, maybe nothing happened to them and they thought he was a nice guy.
Or he has dirt on them.
He served 16 months in jail.
That's all? Because of all those references from all these people.
Got out of jail, got hired by the Sweet Life of Zach and Cody
on Disney
as their dialogue coach.
Man, so they just Catholic churched it, huh? They just removed him and then put him right back in another parish with brand new people to abuse.
Yeah, the people that...
Has anybody talked to them boys?
I don't know. The people that hired him on that show...
Kelly said, thanks, Debbie Downer. I mean, Brett.
Oh,
usually this is my thing, but
this isn't Debbie Downer.
No, this is just a crazy documentary.
This is sad. This is depressing. Well,
I just don't understand how parents
money.
There's not enough money in the world,
dude. R. Kelly was actively molesting teenage girls, and their parents and families were like pimping them to, like bringing them to him on purpose, knowing what was going to happen to them, just so they could be in the circle of R. Kelly.
So there was three people on this set, working with this Dan Snyder. There was the one guy I was just telling you about, Brian Peck. There was a camera guy. He had a PA. I don't know what they're called.
A grip.
Production guy. Yeah, that he would like walk the kids around and take them away from their parents. But he was also a weirdo. He sent pictures of himself to a 7-year-old he saw.
All of the stuff I've seen, it was talking about how. The main guy, the chubby guy.
Yeah.
Whatever it is. Dan.
He's a turd.
Schneider. It was talking about all the weird things, all the segments he would come up with on all that and stuff of just like weird things that were inappropriate.
Like, girl.
But they didn't giggle about it as being inappropriate, just being weird.
Yeah.
The pickle man.
That's the guy. Pickle boy is the guy that did
all that stuff.
Yes.
He had a character on all that called the pickle boy. So he would just walk around with a giant platter of pickles and be like, somebody be like, I'm hungry. And he's like,
and there was one segment where he shoved a pickle through a hole in the wall.
Yeah. Yeah, like a glory pickle hole.
I see what's happening now.
Yeah, there was a lot of that going on. But it was all like to be silly, to be funny.
That's not like that. That's just we're just being goofing around.
Yeah,
there's
being
also
weird.
Another big one going around online of him in a hot tub with Amanda Bynes.
Yeah. I watched that one and I didn't think that one was super weird. Like, it's you're in a hot tub with...
She was underage at the moment.
She's like 13, yeah.
But Amanda Bynes is kind of like Britney Spears nowadays.
Yeah, yeah. I know, but also, like, it was
Britney's
just a
back,
weird segment. Like, he was fully clothed in the hot... Like, it was just a goofy segment. That's how they pushed a lot of their stuff.
They made things just goofy.
I didn't see that one that way, but...
You have to kind of melt the lines.
The Schneider guy had, like, a pool at his house shaped as a foot, and he had all these weird skits that he had him do with their feet.
Yeah,
and like the girls doing...
Because apparently Ariana Grande was on his, and those are some weird ones.
Yeah, they did some...
They're weird.
Just weird stuff that was like, okay, no.
She was like, maybe I can lay on the edge of my bed and drink a bottle of water upside down. And she's like laying there, like it's super... Like it
like
looks
suggestive?
Like, yes. And she's like dumping water on her face and stuff. Like, it's weird.
But rich people can do whatever they want.
No. So
just get away
if
with
I was
it. That's nuts.
One of the parents of the 7-year-old that got the picture sent to her, she was like, I didn't call the police or anything. And like, he emailed this picture of him doing stuff to himself. And I'm like, I looked at Sarah during this.
Why wouldn't you call the police?
And I said, that guy, I wouldn't call the police either. And here's why. Because that guy, you would never find him. Like, he would just be gone.
I think we discussed this off show before of like, what would you do in this situation? It's like, probably going to jail.
Probably yeah, jail for a long real. Time.
It is the anniversary of that one guy that shot the pedophile. Did you see that
in
one?
In like the courtroom?
No, at the airport.
Yes, the older one, right? When he, by the phone, by the,
yeah,
phones,
the phone booth. He was on the phone.
And the guy's like, why'd you do it? I'm like, why'd he do it?
Well, they, yeah, he got off of it.
You know, yeah.
Insanity.
Yeah.
Temporary insanity.
The guy that shot him?
Mm-hmm.
A Time to Kill, right? In that whole movie,
but it was
about
the
that.
Anniversary of that just like a couple days ago.
He but dropped that homie right in the hallway, like to the dome piece.
And I know
the
Drake
whole jury was like, whatever,
committed some crimes himself.
Well,
like
that helps to explain a little bit of,
yeah,
I'm not saying that that has to cause you to do those things, but it's not helping you,
yeah, like, and to bottle it up for years and just keep letting it happen
and not mm-hmm. be able to, and then to see people that you work with and probably considered friends,
yeah,
taking the other person, people he's probably abused too, by the way, and they're taking his side because he's the money and he's the power. If I don't take this guy's side, then I'm never going to get another job in this company, like the
Harvey Weinstein
thing.
Yes.
Yeah.
The weirdest, one of the weirdest parts, I'm sorry, and then we can stop. I don't know.
You're where, okay.
Where, where. No, this is good.
He had these people over for a party, and he had like Hollywood memorabilia in his garage, mm-hmm. which is common. You'd think is common for.
Oh,
a guy
I heard this
dog.
Part too. This
and
is good.
Did you see this?
No, but I've seen clips and bits. Okay.
That's how I started. This was online. Like
you
on,
see somebody else yeah. talking about it. It's like, oh, I gotta watch this.
Yeah. So there's a picture of a clown.
Okay.
And
creepy already.
Yeah.
I know the name if you need it.
And
what's the name of the clown?
No, it's a self portrait.
Yeah, it's a self portrait
of a famous person
used to dress up a clown.
And eat people.
And he got super excited because somebody asked about it.
Yeah.
And he's like, oh, yeah, let me show you this. And he flips it around and takes it out of the painting or out of the frame. And it's from John Wayne Gacy.
Because he was famously, dress up as a clown and kill people.
Why did he have that?
He became pen pals with him while he was in prison. And so he's like, oh, you think that's cool? Look at all the letters I got from him.
Yeah. He had a full book of letters talking to him. And it was a prized possession of his. It was a self-portrait that he painted.
Wow, check out all my Hitler paintings.
John Wayne Gacy painted this picture. It was a self-portrait that he painted himself.
And if that doesn't scream red flag, because that's what John Wayne Gacy was he was a pedophile, and then he would kill him.
We should let that man work with children.
Well, twice.
He's currently doing it, right?
I don't.
Those
think
are
so.
Just the two.
Probably
big
not
moments.
Today.
No,
he not at this point.
I mean,
I don't know what he's. I haven't.
That makes me mad, and I'm not sad now. I'm mad.
No, yeah. Works with
now, man.
Doesn't create stuff anymore.
Or not? I thought Sweet Life was Disney.
That was Disney.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, sorry. I'm getting mixed up. You're talking about the Dan guy.
Another weird
no,
guy.
No. Brian Peck is the one that had the John Wayne Gacy.
That's creepy.
Yeah.
Dan Schneider. He never really did anything to like children.
He didn't help them.
Yeah. He was just like a super bad like boss. Like he was a jerk boss, and you know. Weird, like
he did a segment as well. It's not on this documentary, I don't think. The fat guy. We had a goatee, but he sat down with somebody else and did a piece to be like, I'm not that bad of a guy. These were all trumped up, trumped up things. I wasn't Snyder. He did an interview later on, and it was like, dude, this was all scripted, and you had a guy you know interview you. Like, this is not.
Yeah. This doesn't seem
this
very
is
genuine.
Not helping you.
It was a guy, it was actually a guy, the guy that used to be on Sweet, was it Sweet Life?
No, it was iCarly. It was
iCarly. Yeah, he's the one interviewing him, a guy that used to be on one of the kid shows.
The
that
shows
he
that
produced.
He did, yeah.
So he only uses the people that he knows he can control.
In a way.
Yeah. Oh my goodness, that's.
Yeah, he's the type of guy that helped tried to help Amanda get emancipated from her parents.
Yeah, so then he could.
He
have,
helped her do that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Or try to do it.
I'm sure there were no bad motives in that.
But yeah, I think it's on Cinemax though, on the Max whatever thing. If you want to find it on a platform,
I think it's just Max now.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Because HBO.
But it's called Quiet on the Set.
Watch it if you want to be.
Sad, and disturbed and angry.
Well, in our age group too, it's like a lot of what we grew up on as far as Nickelodeon watching and just like cartoons and TV.
Yeah. Did you like all that?
I did like all that.
What?
Did you?
Yeah.
All that? I love that show. Watch that show all the time.
There was a show before that called
Are You Afraid of the Dark?
Kids in the...
No, there was a Nickelodeon one before all that.
That was like all that?
It was like all
that.
Are
you sure?
And, yeah, it was on a stage, and that's when they first started sliming everybody.
Oh, the Double Dare.
Nope. There was a whole show that was just a skit comedy.
Guts was amazing.
See, I'm old.
Do you have it? Guts with Mike O'Malley? Guts with Mike O'Malley? Sign me up.
To begin that documentary, they bring in the host of Double Dare. I forget his name. What is his name?
Summers.
Yeah. Yeah, I know who you're talking. That's his name.
Is that in a comment? Someone said something about it. Mark Summers.
Mark Summers.
Yeah.
He's a germaphobe.
Yeah, and they show him watching the videos of Ariana Grande and some, like, one. I can say it. I guess it's out there. One of the segments of her little skit thing that she did, Sam and Cat, I think was her thing.
I have no idea.
And also Victorious.
Yeah. One of the, like, little clips on it was she took a potato and was trying to squeeze the juice out of it.
Yeah, where are you getting juice out of a potato?
Yeah.
That made it on TV?
Yes.
Man, I never saw that. That's messed up.
Yeah, that's what that Mark Summers guy was like, because they showed it to him, like, on a phone.
What did he say?
Like, he was like, seriously, this was on TV? Yeah, he's like, I owe Nickelodeon a lot, but...
Yeah, but, like, I ain't riding with him on this one. You figure it out.
Yeah.
Sorry, now you got me thinking of old Nick shows.
Yeah, I'm trying to find the name of that
Rocket
show.
Rocket Power.
Rocket Power was so good.
There's today's special.
Gosh, that's so bad. All that stuff was happening, like, right in front of our face, and we just didn't know because we were children.
That's what Hollywood is, like...
It's so sketchy.
Hollywood is that, though. You know what I mean?
See, this was my era. Hey, Dude, Clarissa Explains It All, Salute Your Shorts.
Pete and Pete.
The Secret World of Alex Mack. Pete and Pete.
Pete and Pete, so good. I do like me some Pete and Pete.
You don't know what Pete and Pete is?
You can't do that on television. That's the show that I was thinking of. 1979.
They should have kept it.
Turns out, that was a pretty... The title should have been, You Can't Do That. Like, not just on TV, but hey man, you can't do that. Stop doing that.
I'm trying to find the picture so you can see it.
Gosh.
So I'm not trying to start controversies or anything.
Controversy?
Controversies.
Go ahead.
Controversy?
Joey has a note in his desk saying, call Dan about the party.
Dan Schneider?
Dan Schneider.
It doesn't say.
It says, call Dan.
Step one, it doesn't say Dan. Step two, probably a good... Probably a good policy not to read the notes off my desk on the...
Call Dan about a party.
It doesn't say Dan.
Is that not
that
an A?
Say Dad.
Dawn.
That's an A.
Oh. Dan.
It's not Dan.
I don't care.
I'm not going to say who it is because I don't want to. But I'll tell you later. But it's not Dan.
Uh-huh. I'll be looking out for you.
Should we go into our Pod Bless segment?
Sure.
It's 10:05.
Yeah.
Pod Bless Your Heart.
All right, Noah. All I want you to do...
Just look up there. He's got it.
I took my contacts out.
Oh. I can read it.
So, okay. Then, Josh, you go ahead and read it. Just go ahead and... Josh, or Noah, you can see it.
I'll read it.
I can see the title, and then you read the rest.
Noah's got the whole segment there. Yep.
Woman pinned cougar during hand-to-hand combat to save friend trapped in its jaws. Noah, would you read the rest of that story for me, please?
A group of Seattle area cyclists who helped one of their own escape the jaws of a cougar recounted their story this weekend, saying they fought the cat and pinned it down.
Noah, can you tell me how old the lady was that pinned the cat down?
I mean, if you look at the
No, hold on. I'm making a case here, sir. You can rebut after I'm done.
It does not say right now. I am still reading.
You just keep scrolling. It will say it. I read it earlier.
Okay, I'm going to rebut now since he's dead
air. Nope, you can't rebut until it's time to rebut.
Quiet on the set.
No early rebutting.
Okay, hold on now.
Thank you. I think
Order.
Point of order.
Quarter.
The woman who was attacked, Carrie Bergery, sustained neck and face injuries and was treated at the hospital.
She got messed up.
The next day.
That was the computer. That's the computer.
On a trail northeast of Falls City, Washington, spent 5 days at the hospital, still recovering.
It had her skull in its mouth.
The battle
was like crushing
the 75-pound cat.
Yeah.
There's three of them.
Three cats?
Three people versus the 75-pound cat.
But hold on, it comes down to one lady holding it. Relax.
They were about 19 miles into a trek near the biking trails when a pair of cougars suddenly ran up.
A pair.
One of them grabbed her and drug her off her bicycle.
Drug her.
What the other?
He
what
had
the other
drugs.
The other cat ran into the hills. The cyclist, while the four riders were mounted to counterattack to save her from the grip of the attacker's jaws, at that point was around her face and biting down.
Okay, can I rebut now?
Not yet, because I need to hear the age of the lady that held the. At one point,
can
this one
lady.
holding the.
She's got her age. Bike and a rock on top of the cougar.
Yeah, it's one lady holding it down.
That's not one lady.
Eventually, at the end, it talks about how there's three people there. Eventually, they peel off, and it's just the one lady holding this thing.
Can we get a cougar?
I will throw it in there right now that the cougar's bite per square inch is 400 pounds.
There's four cougars in that picture.
Okay, so listen to me. They are older ladies. They're not extremely old, but they're older ladies.
Yeah, four cougars.
Yes, I'm telling you guys. We've done this segment a little bit, this little revisit. We did the where I listed animals and said, "Hey, tell me when you were stop being able to defeat with just your bare hands this animal."
She said they mainly poked it in its eyes and nose.
See, that's all you gotta do.
And they fought it for about 15 minutes.
15 minutes.
There was three of them.
It doesn't matter. I'm at least as strong
while
as three old ladies.
Her face was in that cat's jaws for 15 minutes.
They were like pulling the pressure off
anything.
Of it.
She wasn't doing anything. She was trying to live.
She was
the other two. We're trying to get the cat.
There's one hero lady from the story. Noah's not presenting it well.
If there was three people and you had your head in the cat's mouth, you would probably be all right.
Step one,
if you were by
yourself, head's not getting in the cat's
mouth. You'd be dead.
Because I'm going to mess that cat.
If this lady was by herself, we would be reading a different story.
That's true. Probably no story at all.
But no
if it would have been me, I would have been fine.
You'd have been
like, hey, why is her bike here? Where did she go?
Guys, there are dogs that are bigger than 75 pounds.
Yeah, but they don't have the same bite as a cougar.
This just says that
they don't have a fistful of knives.
Cougar got pinned down. They had to call Fish and Wildlife and shot the thing.
Yeah,
because there was nothing they could do.
I could have handled that thing.
You're not choking that cat out.
Yeah, it's called a rear naked choke, bro. I'm right on that thing.
How are you going to do that when your head's in his mouth?
If he gets on the... And then we'll go belly to belly. I'll choke him out belly to belly.
I'm not praising this lady. She was dead meat. If the other two people were not with her, she would be dead.
Bruh. Yeah.
I can't believe we...
You just made our argument. Thank you.
If I was with you, I would have saved you.
He didn't read the article good. He thought it was one lady.
No. It is one lady. No, I didn't read it well. I'm sorry. If I had my contacts in, I could just...
There's one lady. She was riding with three people, it said.
Is that the lady that got bit in the face?
Yes.
She got ripped off the bike and bit.
See, they're old.
Oh,
I'm at least.
Dang.
Yeah.
Three people attacked the
cat. I wish we could turn a camera.
You're not broadcasting that, are you?
Three people that attacked the cat.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And I'm saying I'm at least as strong as three ladies of that age.
I'm trying to make a face like her.
Brett. You versus three ladies of that age in a fight to the death.
Yeah, I'm
yeah,
gonna win
exactly.
that.
Exactly. Which means you're at least equal to the three of them, which means one of you.
Now that picture of her beaten up does not look like the picture of them holding the cat down.
It could be a different story, but the lady in blue is the real hero here. Holding the cat down, basically single handed. The lady in the green, not doing very much. Can you scroll back to that, please? Let's break that picture down for a second. Lady in the green, not doing much at all. Let's be honest.
What are you talking about?
She's there for moral support.
She's there for moral support, basically.
She's standing
on the bike tire.
I will say the bike is helping. The bike is definitely helping.
And they have a giant rock on top of the wheel,
but
too.
They are old ladies.
Still.
Dude.
We can handle this thing.
You're saying you have the strength of three old ladies.
At least.
Gotcha.
At least.
It's all the hospital visits.
How many old ladies?
Are you saying that women are weaker than men? That's why I walk the stairs.
Yeah.
What, no?
Women are weaker than men?
No, I'm saying in age you lose strength.
No, he's saying old women.
He's saying old women. Three of them.
Yes, on average, the average older lady will be weaker than the 33-year-old male.
This is a visit back from the very first three episodes we've ever done. Joey said he could take on a mountain lion.
It's a bit of a thread
because there was other things in the news.
It was
people
like
getting attacked.
Kangaroo. There were some things that were crazy, like a gorilla obviously is going to kill you.
From the time we saw the cougars to the time she got off her bike was about 3 seconds. One of the cyclists who was with her recalled,
"It got her on the move.
We didn't have a chance to face off with them to scare them away. I immediately tried to choke the cougar, which was like trying to choke a rock."
Yeah, because she doesn't have my technique or strength.
Like Joey, you're built like an old lady.
I think Philip can get us a cougar.
My brother probably could get us a cougar. They have populated Eastern Kentucky now. So
yeah, can we arrange this?
I think if we just got a pretty
there's
good...
There's the ladies.
Oh, it's a video.
Guys.
That's a young lady.
That one's a young lady, yeah.
Okay, the one is younger.
I think
that,
her face
she might not have been
so
in the,
jacked
in,
up.
Yeah.
Those aren't old.
The lady in the middle is not young.
I don't think the lady.
Sorry,
that got
we shouldn't
attacked,
say.
These are 60s.
They're in their
60s.
I don't think the lady in black was present. I think she's in the picture.
I don't think you guys understand age.
I don't think you guys understand age.
So, Yeah, so this is a revisit.
I hope that's not the case.
So we need to bless somebody in
the
story.
Time out. What? One of the ladies quoted, the cougar wasn't going to take us cougars down.
No, she didn't say that. No,
Josh,
she didn't.
You read this article before you came.
I should have. So yeah, I would say
we gotta bless somebody here.
We bless the cougar. No, the poor thing tried to take on the.
They harambe'd him.
Which one?
They did harambe him.
What else are you gonna do? Wait, hold on. Time out.
All cougars.
that's
all
funny.
Four cougars.
That's funny.
Should be
wait, blessed. Wait.
I don't know. It depends on if my wife's asleep yet. Nope, she's still coming in. So
I'm glad they're done talking about celebrity child molestation.
Did they shoot it while it still had her head in its mouth?
No. They hunted it back down.
Okay, so it left and they went and found it.
Yeah, they ran her down the hill and they said...
Wait, so they hunted it down just to shoot it? Why?
Because it's a danger once they've attacked people.
I'm calling PETA.
Dude, could you imagine that? You're literally just riding your bike. Like that thing.
Your size, you can't boycott meat.
Oh my gosh. Wow, Stray City. I'm sorry about that. That's shots
so
fired from the table.
Who's we blessing?
I thought cougars was funny. I mean, I think we have to
cougars. We can bless cougars in general from all the times you've tried to kill them.
Hit it.
Cougars?
Say like an official
sorry, you're right. Hey,
all the
cougars in the story.
All the cougars out there.
Sweeties.
Sweeties.
You're riding your bike. And next thing you know, you're hit her. It stalked them and
first
then hit
off,
her midair.
I don't ride bikes. I don't exercise.
Dude, it's crazy. Apex predator.
Yeah, I'm
except
not dealing with them, dude. I'm telling you, a house cat attacks you.
It's like this. Like
you think on.
Give me 12 seconds.
Have you ever tried to do that to a dog?
Dude, they're insane.
I've done it to humans.
Yeah, but a dog is different. Like, if you try to, like, wrestle your dog, they're going to get out.
I don't have a dog.
Yeah.
Why?
Wrestle your cat.
Kill him all the time.
I've held my cat. He tried to attack me when he was, like, it was the first year we had him before he was fixed.
Dude, we had a feral cat when I was growing up. That thing was insane.
I was holding him like this, and he had his claws on me, and I was like, I could pop your head right now, buddy, but I'm not going to.
That feral cat we had, my cousin Nick had it pinned in his lap, and he was just, like, looking at it like, I don't like this cat. And it just jumps up and latches around his face with both paws and it's like biting at him. He goes,
oh my gosh.
And then rips it across.
The whole time you're pulling it away,
like
rips
a cartoon.
At you. Yeah.
Nick's
and then
like,
you just punt that thing.
Yeah. Nick doesn't like cats.
Yeah.
After all that.
But I did not kill my cat and I'm glad I didn't because he's a wonderful cat.
Now.
He's never had a problem since. It was just one time.
You said to line him out.
No clue what happened.
Maybe that's what needs to happen with cougars. You just need to go out there and line him out.
I'll choke that fool out on sight. Man, the irony if I ever get killed by a cougar would just be rich.
Well,
I want you guys to use that as show content, by the way.
We would. Yeah, 100%.
Like, be sad if you want to, but then also be like, seems he was wrong.
You know, we laugh through our sadness. That's what
400 pounds per square inch bite force.
Yeah, the cougar.
Wow.
Dang. That's a lot.
That's an awful lot.
And she survived with her old lady brains.
Which means we'd be fine.
She did look rough.
Yeah.
That was pretty rough. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in to Podbless Podcast. We've went over a lot of different things tonight. Wow, really,
I don't even know what the title is.
No.
Pornography, nothing. Hospitals, Nick at Night, Cougar Fights.
Nick After Night.
Nick After Night. Ooh, that's going to stick with me for a while.
That's a lot of stuff. It was a really hard-hitting episode. You're not going to be here next week.
What's
right?
your side show? Where are you going to be?
Not at liberty to say.
Oh.
Work stuff.
At that place we can't talk about. Hustler of Hollywood.
At night.
I might be able to call in if...
Okay.
Where you got to go?
If it's not too busy.
Oh, we can talk about it after.
Yeah.
You going to be here next week or are you still working on the church?
I will be here. Yes.
Are you sure?
Pretty sure, unless the only way I wouldn't be here is if we are so far behind that I can't come in.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
But no, right now we are on schedule, sir.
On schedule?
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. If he's not here, I can call in for sure.
Painting party Saturday. Come on up.
Me and Noah can do something. We'll pull something off.
Yeah, it'll work.
Wrestle some cougars.
It's all like, oh my goodness. Okay.
And bring in some cats.
It's getting late.
I'll invite Kelly to be on the show.
Hey.
We're old now. She's a cougar.
Yeah, she
what
is.
What age do you have to be to hit that?
Wait.
Yo.
Wrong words. Let's go. Wrong words.
Noah ended.
I don't get it.
Whatever.
To hit, the hit that status.
To hit that status. You didn't say status.
You did not say status.
You cut me off before I finished my sentence.
Yeah, I know.
Whatever age Josh is.
It was perfect timing. Yeah,
if someone really hated us to like.
What age do you have so to be clips. To hit that status of cougar?
I'll be 41 in April.
Bringing in Kelly.
Y'all what cut me off mid-sentence. You can't I got to finish my sentence
technically,
before
technically, it was three-quarters of the way in. It was the last word that you didn't say. Three-quarters. Like,
hey, one word can change a sentence, it's, man.
It changed everything.
It could change everything.
Hit that out.
Wait. What age do you have to be considered a cougar or...
Find out next week. Boom. Tune in. Outro.
I'm Joey.
I'm Josh.
I'm Brett.
And this
is Pod Bless.
We did mess it up. It was
that
our
was,
fault.
That was our fault.
Yeah, it was all our fault.
Wow.
He was doing his job.
Like, wow. You guys usually have cues, and you hit none of them.
We did not. We were too sidetracked.
What a great... That was fun. That was
we
a fun show.
We did not hit that at the right time. The intro, outro.
Y'all just jumped on me.